Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at the Nokia Theater in Los Angeles. And also be sure to check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to blow up a hurricane. Hi, you're in Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mitch Handelsman from Denver.
Hey, how are things in Denver, Mitch?
Good, Peter.
Are they about a mile high, things?
They're just about a mile.
Just about a mile high. What do you do there?
I teach psychology, and I also play trumpet.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I have been learning to play trumpet again. I was a very poor trumpet player in my youth, but I'm relearning as
great.
I accompany my daughter. Do you have any tips for me as a new novice trumpet player?
Oh, just the usual stuff. Keep practicing.
I was hoping for some, like a shortcut of some kind.
Well, I could give you lessons, and you could go back to the way you were before.
That's true.
Really bad trumpet
player.
Could
regress. Welcome to the show, Mitch. Carl Castle right here is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
Airlines charge for each knapsack and tote. Now I look like I'm fresh off a boat. I seem to be puffed because my pockets are stuffed. I have shoved all my clothes in my
coat.
Right! Airlines these days are charging as much as $100 per checked bag, but they can't charge you if you are wearing your suitcase. Sure, it makes you look like Grimace with handles, but you can stuff anything into the Jack2Go wearable luggage set, clothes, laptop, or if you really want to save money in the flight, your spouse.
I have taken to just wearing less when I'm gone.
That also works.
Like this suit will go for what? 4 or 5 days, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's self-cleaning. It actually is its own ecosystem.
I just wear a ShamWow.
Here we go. Here, Mitch, is your next limerick.
Of new diets, I tend to be wary, but this new one's a wish from a fairy. A Halloween flick might just do the trick. I'll lose weight if the movie is
scary.
Yes. British scientists have introduced something that we're going to call the Halloween diet. Scary movies get your pulse going, and in turn your metabolism goes up, so you burn more calories watching them. A study of certain movies found that The Shining burns 180 calories, Alien burns 161, Saw burns 130. Men can lose weight by watching The Notebook, because halfway through they get up and walk out of the room to find another TV. So here is your last limerick.
Day Lewis as Lincoln, rejoice, but he's made a peculiar choice. The great actor speaks in short, high-pitched squeaks. He's using a really high
voice.
Yes, the eagerly awaited new Steven Spielberg Abraham Lincoln biopic is attracting attention. It's not because of the adorable alien that Lincoln adopts. It's because Daniel Day-Lewis, as Lincoln, in the trailer anyway, speaks in a nasally high-pitched whine. According to historians, that is an accurate rendition of Lincoln's voice based on accounts from the time. It's true. Actually, we here at Wait, Wait, we think we're going to help scholarship. We got our hands on a recently discovered, very primitive wax voice recording of Lincoln speaking. Take a listen.
4 score and 7 years ago, our car was brought forth on this continent.
So, you know, I think that maybe Day-Lewis didn't go far enough in his...
I don't understand how they know what Lincoln...
Well, because
like.
People wrote about him. He's a very significant figure, and people said, well, his voice was very high-pitched. He had a very high voice.
Yeah.
You're such a skeptic, Paula.
They're playing the trailer for this movie a lot during football games, and I feel like, based on what I've seen so far, the movie should have been called Angry Beard Yellers. It's just a bunch of guys with beards yelling.
Are you talking about my native country?
Carl, how did Mitch do in our quiz?
Mitch, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or answering machine.
Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing, Mitch.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.